Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a healthy dose of stoicism. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels, caught up in the chaos and noise? Like there's a deeper truth out there, but you can't quite grasp it? Well, buckle up because today we're diving into something truly powerful, cultivating inner wisdom. Think of it as your own personal GPS, guiding you through life's twists and turns with clarity and purpose. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wisdom sounds kinda dusty and old-fashioned, but trust me, this isn't about donning a robe and quoting ancient philosophers, though that can be fun too. It's about tapping into that innate well of knowledge within each of us, the one that helps us make sound decisions, navigate difficult emotions, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, how do we unlock this inner wisdom? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, practice self-reflection. Think about it. Most of our mental clutter comes from endless chatter in our heads. It's like that annoying notification that keeps popping up when you're trying to focus. To cultivate inner wisdom, we need to quiet the noise and tune into ourselves. Take some time each day for meditation, journaling, or simply sitting in silence and observing your thoughts without judgment. Ever noticed how those intrusive thoughts tend to dissipate when you simply acknowledge them? It's like letting go of a balloon. Once you stop holding on, it floats away. Secondly, learn from your experiences. Life is one giant classroom, and every experience, good or bad, holds valuable lessons. Instead of dwelling on setbacks, ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this knowledge to grow and make better choices in the future? It's like a video game. Each level brings new challenges and rewards, helping you level up your wisdom meter. Thirdly, surround yourself with wise people. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, it holds true for cultivating inner wisdom too. Seek out mentors, friends, and colleagues who inspire you, challenge your thinking, and share valuable insights. Think of it like a support group. The more wisdom you gather from others, the richer your own becomes. Fourthly, cultivate curiosity. Never stop learning. Read books, explore new hobbies, engage in conversations that broaden your horizons. The world is overflowing with fascinating information and perspectives just waiting to be discovered. It's like being a detective. The more clues you gather, the clearer the picture becomes. Finally, practice patience and perseverance. Cultivating inner wisdom is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel lost or uncertain, but remember, every step forward, even the small ones, counts. Just like training for a marathon, it takes time, effort, and dedication to reach your full potential. Let's take a real-world example. Imagine you're facing a tough decision at work. Your gut instinct might be to react impulsively, but that could lead to regret down the road. Instead, try practicing self-reflection by taking some quiet time to weigh the pros and cons, consider your values, and visualize the potential outcomes of each choice. This allows you to access your inner wisdom and make a more informed, strategic decision. So, remember, cultivating inner wisdom is about tuning into your own inner compass. It's about embracing curiosity, learning from experiences, surrounding yourself with wise influences, and practicing self-reflection. And trust me, the journey itself is incredibly rewarding. It leads to greater clarity, purpose, and resilience in the face of life's inevitable challenges. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies do you use to cultivate inner wisdom? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for daily doses of strength, wisdom, and courage. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.